Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Women's Meditation Network. Check out the Meditation for Women podcast. They're guided meditations created for those who identify as women or anyone who feels called to listen. Listen when you want to start your day with mindful intention, relieve stress or anxiety, fall asleep more easily, or simply tune into the wisdom of your inner voice. Each meditation is created with love to help you shine throughout all the seasons of your life. Meditation for Women is hosted by Katie Kremitzos and is part of the Women's Meditation Network. Hey, you made it. Thanks for hitting play on this episode. I'm back. It's me, Ariel. I was away for the past few weeks in Spain. I had a great time, but I am very glad to be back at it. Big thank you to Sabrina B. at the Experimental Audio Scene for covering for me while I was away. She was amazing. And of course, thank you to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for holding it down. If you listened to last week's episode, you'll know that Nina took a job as a reporter at a community newspaper in Denver. We're super proud of her, but we're sad to see her go. But we're also pumped to hear and read the things that she's going to make and report on. So Nina, thank you for all of your hard work at Earbuds. Really appreciate you. On to today's podcast recommendations now that we've got business out of the way. We're going to be hearing from Ariana Martinez, an audio producer and multimedia artist. Ariana curated this week's list of podcast episodes on the theme Vibrant Matter. In a moment, Ariana will tell you all about their theme and the complexity and beauty of audio stories. After we hear from Ariana, I'll tell you about this week's Spotlight podcast pick. Then I've got some podcast industry news and opportunities that you won't want to miss. So let's hear from Ariana.
Hello, my name is Ariana Martinez, and I am a multimedia artist, sound designer, and radio documentarian. I work independently, and most recently I worked as a freelance sound designer for the show Immaterial. Immaterial is a podcast produced by Magnificent Noise for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it explores how materials have been used in art making across cultures and across time. The title of this playlist, Vibrant Matter, comes from the title of a book by a political theorist, Jane Bennett, Vibrant Matter, A Political Ecology of Things. It was a text that was introduced to me when I was a sculpture student back in the day. It explores the possibility that objects, things, whether they are quote-unquote natural or man-made, have a kind of power or agency that needs to be taken into account when we talk about how human beings are exercising their power in the world as well. So the idea that human beings and the things around us are interrelated and are producing cause and effect interactions. I chose this theme because I'm interested in the physicality of sound and how sound's physicality and materiality interacts with our bodies and with the environment, how this thing that we maybe don't perceive of as being an active force, like absolutely is, it's touching us through vibration, through the displacement of air and the resonance of surfaces. I believe sound can help us learn from our environments, both natural and man-made, from the objects that surround us and from the inner workings of our own bodies. So these pieces were selected for their ability to kind of show complex relationships between human beings, spaces, and things. The first piece that you're going to hear is called A Walk Through My Cuckoo's Farm, produced by Nyokabi Kariuki, who is a Kenyan composer. I first heard this work on Radio Atlas, which is a podcast compiled by Eleanor McDowell, who subtitles non-English language radio from around the world. This piece also made it into the Hearsay International Audio Festival and received the Hearsay Art Award in 2021. I love this piece so much for its ability to really move through an environment and the way that it treats all of the sounds in that environment, from human voices to the voices of animals and birds and the movement of trees and plants. All of those are kind of treated equally as voices in the work, it feels like. So you're getting this really rich envelopment in an environment where it feels as though each of those things should be listened to attentively. And I think it's a really beautiful example of how sound can work to transport our bodies into places that we may never experience or see in person. And that there is a certain real kind of reverence that can come from listening to field recording and the field recording as a way of honoring and respecting land. The next work you're going to hear is A Tree Is Not a Forest, and it was produced independently by Ray Pang and featured on James T. Green's feed U+1F60C. This work imagines the life of a single tree over the span of over 200 years as its surrounding world transformed into a dense cityscape dominated and shaped by humans. I love the way this piece positions the tree as the central character in the work. The tree is the perspective through which we are listening. So we are occupying the point of view of the tree rather than the point of view of the human beings who observe it. While we hear human voices, we hear them as filtered through what Ray constructs and imagines as the tree's physical body and the tree's consciousness or way of perceiving or gathering sensation. Next, you're going to hear an episode of Immaterial, which is the podcast that I helped to sound design with the Metropolitan Museum of Art and Magnificent Noise. This episode was produced by Eleanor Kagan, and the series is hosted by the poet Camille Dungy. The episode you're going to hear is about concrete, and it takes us outside the museum space to explore how concrete has been shaped into memorial sites and city streets, creating these kind of interwoven spaces of ritual remembrance and everyday life. The kind of ubiquitous nature of concrete, how it makes up more and more and more of our built environment. It's, you know, the thing we make parking garages out of, but also the thing that we cast massive sculptural monuments out of. It's a material that many people have very strong feelings about. Some people really love it, and like I do, I find concrete to be really beautiful in terms of its surface and its ability to be cast and formed into so many different shapes. I love how it can become kind of bigger than the sum of its parts. It's this pretty pedestrian combination of dust and dirt and minerals and rocks, you know, but it becomes this material that behaves like marble or stone. And then other people really hate this material. I mean, it is a material that has been used to kind of forcibly create or recreate the built environment in the preferred image of colonizers, of people trying to assert their political dominance all over the world. It's a material that is often used to make cheap and inadequate housing for communities that have been, you know, underserved and that are scrambling for space and adequate resources. It's a material that often is given to people in places that have been deemed less than or have been given less. So I think that this episode is really ambitious in its attempt to hold both of those realities and to engage with this material that really is a shapeshifter and that every time it transforms has this different effect on human beings and the ways we think and feel about the spaces we occupy. The next piece you're going to hear is called The Space Between Stories, and it is by Phil Smith. It aired on Constellations, which is a space for experimental audio work co-curated by Michelle Macklem and Jess Shane. So Phil Smith has produced, as far as I understand, at least two works with the same name, The Space Between Stories, one of which aired on Lights Out, which is a documentary program on the BBC. And that work is a little bit more straightforward in structure, and it is exploring ideas of the kind of moment that perhaps many of us are feeling right now as human beings, that we are kind of on the precipice of an unknown era in our history as a species. And we are facing, you know, extreme climate change and societal unrest, and it's affecting different kinds of people in different ways. And we're in this space between stories. We don't know what is going to happen next. And so Phil Smith's documentary work explores this, both from a personal but also scientific, historical, literary points of view. But the piece that aired on Constellations, also the space between stories, is definitely working with the same themes, but it feels more like a kind of intimate and personal unraveling of feeling. For the episode notes on Constellations, Phil notes that, quote, this piece expresses the ongoing search for home and meaning in a time of ecological collapse and the disintegration of old ideas about our place in the world. It's an expression of conversations I'm having with friends and of things I'm reading. It's an attempt to make something spiritual and honest in sound. There are no facts or environmental insights in this piece. The last work you're going to hear on the Vibrant Matter playlist is PMHX by James T. Green. From James, quote, this piece is titled PMHX, a medical acronym for patient medical history. Years ago, a cardiologist insisted I have a loop recorder installed in my chest. The purpose was to monitor my heart. Little did they know, they created an android. This piece meditates on the history of Black bodies as vessels of experimentation and how the melding of tech and self has a longer history than one might imagine, end quote. This is one of my favorite pieces of audio ever. I think that it's an incredibly inventive and complex story. It's personal, but also somehow transports back through generations and generations of time in the span of, you know, less than 9 minutes. It's also, I think, in relation to the Vibrant Matter theme, it's the one piece on this list that engages with the kind of agency, but also scary ubiquity of electronic and data-driven devices. I think that this is a whole other kind of maybe unintentional, quote-unquote, vibrant type of matter that has now become so much of a part of the human experience in many parts of the world that many of us have become either unaware of or resigned to the fact that our very intimate data about ourselves will live in the technological devices we are connected to, that our movements, our bodily functions, our ideas are stored in little microchips in our phones and watches and computers and medical devices. So really incredible piece to end on. And I hope that you enjoy this one and all of the pieces in the Vibrant Matter playlist. Thank you for listening.
Huge thank you to Ariana for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds and for so eloquently describing each one of them in detail. I think it's a really beautiful way to be introduced to those pieces, and I hope you check them out. And please report back and let us know what you think of those episodes. I'm sure Ariana would love to hear from you. I would definitely love to hear from you. Our contact information will be in the show notes of this episode. And of course, Ariana's recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode so that you can grab them there. And they're available in newsletter form and at our website, which is earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts, just like Ariana did. Anyone can curate a list. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Circa Barcelona. I chose this podcast to spotlight because I just got back from Barcelona and legitimately used this podcast to figure out where to go, what to eat, and more. I love instructive audio, and I want to introduce you to a great example of it. The Circa team is putting the world's best travel guide on your phone. The Circa Guide to Barcelona is an immersive audio guide to the heart of Spain's Catalonia region and one of the most exciting cities in Europe. All the essentials from food to music, festivals to adventure, to help you plan a trip filled with authentic experiences that are just right for you. You can listen to Circa Barcelona in your favorite app or on the app dedicated to Circa podcasts. It's called Circa Travel. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell interviewed Camila Victoriano, co-founder and head of partnerships at Sonoro Podcasts. Camila just helped to launch the new audio drama Love and Nora Bang, which is a combo telenovela and K-drama, and I highly recommend it. DigiDay Awards gave the best podcast prize to More Than This, a rich narrative podcast from Straight Talk Wireless meant to push the bounds of branded content by centering the stories of real people instead of the brand story. In 2021, Frequency Media collaborated with Vox Media to transform its original vision into a tangible concept that won this award. Congratulations. TV, I Say, with Ashley Ray is back. It's a weekly Earwolf podcast dedicated to all things TV, hosted by Ashley Ray, a freelance TV critic since 2016. And big bonus, they sent me a swag bag with popcorn, a mug, a beanie, and more. So this is just a note to say that I am absolutely into receiving swag bags. Hint, hint. That's it for this week. Now, go listen to some podcasts, everybody. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, happy listening.